Jesus reminds us today as he asks us that when I come back, will I find any faith on earth? He reminds us how important that is to him. And we know that faith is important for us to carry out in our daily lives because it brings us that peace of mind and heart that our Heavenly Father is always watching over us to care for us and protect us. And so just by coming to Mass today is a great witness to Jesus that, yes, we do have the faith and the faith that God is asking for us. And we know that because of that faith, we will be richly blessed, especially as we gather in prayer. Prayer is also the proof to God that we do have faith. Of course, those that don't have faith, they don't pray, right? So we know that we have faith, we're probably praying too. And the greatest prayer that we can do is what we're doing today, as gathering as a people of God around his altar, remembering all that God has done for us, especially the sacrifice of his son, Jesus. And we know that every time we come to Mass, that sacrifice is being made present again for us. And as we come and receive him in his word and also in the Eucharist, we receive all those rich blessings that strengthen our faith and bring us healing in body, mind, and soul. Those great gifts that God has for each and every one of us. This week, not only is public prayer important, as Jesus wants us to do by keeping the Sabbath holy, but personal prayer is also important in our daily lives. And this was a message this week that I was trying to teach the kids at St. Francis. It was my first time there this year, and Father Schuster, myself, and also the priest from St. Francis usually try and get to the school at least once a month to do short lessons with the kids, both young and old, to inspire them to keep growing in their faith and in their prayer life. We always start by telling them that God loves them, and then we go into our lesson for the day. One of the things that I like to start every year with the young kids, is to teach them about prayer and the importance of prayer, because we know it's so important to our faith. And so I did that this last week as I was teaching the first graders, who can be a little hard to teach because they're still working on those basic skills of listening and just settling down and being patient. And so you have to have some patience when you go into the classroom, although they're beautiful, wonderful kids. So I thought we'd start with some simple lessons on prayer. One of the things that I started with is, how do you pray? First graders would usually say, well, I've got a prayer book at home. Well, many of us do too, and that's always a wonderful way of praying. Also, we have the prayer that our Lord has taught us, the Our Father. We have the beautiful prayer of the Hail Mary, and we can incorporate these into the Rosary, a very powerful prayer. And so we start with that, but I always tell them too and remind them that it's good to talk to God also as a friend. We can start with the prayer book, we can start with the Catholic prayers that we know, but then, you know, move into talking to God as your loving Father, as your Savior in the Spirit, and asking for what you need, and asking for his blessing. This is something that the first graders really got, because I would ask them, well, when you do talk to God as a friend, how do you pray, or what do you say? And all the hands went up, and as I began to call on them, they were all like, well, I asked for this, or I asked for that. And another hand would go up, and they would say, well, you know, I asked God to bless me, or to help me with this, or I asked him to bless my family, or this person, and help them with that. And I said, well, that's all good, boys and girls, because that's an important part of talking to God as a friend. We call that intercession. We call that petition. It's asking God, pleading with God for his blessing or his help in some way. And it should be in our prayers. We always have many things that we want to ask God for. And so that comes kind of naturally to us. And we can see that beginning even with young people of faith as the first graders. But as first graders, they had trouble getting beyond that when I asked them, well, what else can we do in our personal prayer to God? And they struggled with that, and I knew they would struggle with that, so I tried to help them a little bit. As adults, though, we have to be careful, and it's important to review our prayer lives at times, because sometimes we can get stuck in that too, and we don't move beyond that, always asking God for what we need. But what else is there that God would want or desire from us? And so I got the kids to acknowledge that Thanksgiving is a very important, or should be a very important, part of our personal prayer. God blesses us in so many ways each and every day, starting each day with the gift of life. And so there's many things to be grateful for, those blessings that we have already received. And so not only is it important to ask God for things, but also to thank Him for the things that we have received. And sometimes, even as adults, we forget to do that. The other thing that I mentioned to the kids, which is also important for us to remember too, is those simple words of, God, I'm sorry. Contrition and repentance should always be a part of our prayer, asking for God's mercy in our lives. And then also, there was one more thing that I wanted to hit on with the kids, which we often forget, even as adults, and we have to remind ourselves. And I thought, well, they're certainly not going to get this, so I might as well just tell them. And so I said, kids, there's one more thing. And one hand went up. And I thought, oh, do I want to call on this young man? Certainly, he's not going to get it. But I thought, well, I'll hear him out. So I called on him. And right away, he said, in his very simple language, well, it would be good to praise God. That's exactly the answer that I was looking for. Praise. Yes, and for him to understand at that age the importance of that, but what that means, the praise of God, telling God how good he is, telling God how great he is, how magnificent it is. We all know what it's like to be praised. It makes us feel good. You know, hopefully it doesn't lead us or make our heads swell with pride, but if we keep humble about it, it makes us feel good, makes us feel appreciated. It's the same way with God. So we give that praise and glory to God. It makes him feel good, in a sense, you know? And so I was amazed how the Holy Spirit can work with these young minds. Never would have guessed that they would got that at that age. And so just remember, in your personal prayer, it's always important. Start with praise. Tell God how great he is. Move into thanksgiving for all the wonderful ways he's blessed you. Have some contrition for your sins, and then conclude with those intercessions and petitions, asking God for what you need. That's the right order for us as Christians. But Jesus also leaves us with another reminder today. He says, in your personal prayer, also remember to be persistent, to keep asking. You know, God's time isn't our time, you know, and so keep asking. That shows God that what we're asking for is important. I always tell people, you know, sometimes like kids, we can run up and we can ask for this or that, and 10 minutes later, we could be asked, what'd you pray for? Oh, I don't remember. Well, was it that important then? You know? So those important things, we want to keep asking for, showing God that these are really important to us. And will God answer those prayers? Well, the basic principle is, and the basic rule is, that yes, but only if it's going to be good for us. What we're asking for is good for us, and if it's God's will. You know, Jesus tells us in the scriptures that God is never going to give us anything that's harmful for us, even if we ask for it out of ignorance, not knowing. You know, God is always there. He wants the best for us. He loves us, and so he's only going to grant those good things that we ask for in keeping with his will. But let us be persistent in asking for them. You know, my niece and nephew, I got a couple of them that are at the age now that they're asking for a lot of things. And they know when Uncle Sean comes over, he probably has some treats with him. And so they've grown accustomed to that, and they expect that now. So as soon as I get a quick hi and a hug, it's the hand comes out and says, what'd you bring me? You know, I said, well, let me see here. I usually have some treats or some candy that I give them. And I'll give it to them, and then after I go and settle in, I know that it won't be more than a couple minutes, and that piece of candy will be down, and I can anticipate, because I know it's coming, that they'll ask me for another. And so I give them another. I always bring more than one treat, and then I know that those questions will keep coming to the point where they're going to get irritating, and I'm actually going to have to say no at some point, which kind of breaks my heart, but you have to do it, because why? Because dinner is coming, right? And if I give them too much candy, they're not going to have any room for dinner, and that's going to upset my sister greatly, and then I'll hear about it, see? So you got to be very careful, you know, and prudent. You know, but it's the same way with God, you know? If we're asking for something that really isn't good for us or isn't going to help us in some way, just like my young nieces and nephews asking for too much candy, you know, I'm probably going to have to say no gently at some point. But it's for our good, and God treats us that same way, out of love, you know? So when we ask for the good things, yeah, we're going to get them in God's time. We ask for something that may not be in accord with God's will, we probably won't get it. But it's not because God doesn't like you. It's not punishing you in some way. He loves you enough to know, oh, I know I can't give it to you at this time because it's not going to help you. And it's not going to bring you closer to me, and it's not going to bring you closer to one another. So don't get discouraged when you don't get an answer to your prayer right away. Just know that that might be the reason, or God has other plans for you. But either way, we can all, our faith tells us that God always has our best interests at heart, and he's always going to grant those prayers that'll bring us closer to him and closer to one another in love.